That sounds good today.
Woo!
Oh, actually, I don't have that kind of Ric Flair energy right now.
No?
Well, pretty fired up, but...
It's loud day today.
Yeah, I like it. It's always a little quiet for me, to be honest. Because I kind of need it. I need it to get in the mood to do the show, you know?
Yeah, I do.
But I got a little bit drunk last night, you know.
Okay. Okay. So tell me about it. Tell me about your night.
With my nephew.
Spence?
You know, that's a great thing about having older siblings is that...
Yeah.
Is that, you know, now my nephew Spencer is 23 years old, and he's just a very fun guy to hang out with, and he likes to drink beers, and he... knows an incredible amount about music and old records and cool shit. And
he certainly does. And he's passionate about it. It nourishes him.
Like, he needs to discover cool old shit. Like he's into like funk, soul. He's like all deep into Brazilian music from the 60s and 70s
Tropicalia.
Right now. Just all obscure. Like, I haven't heard of half the stuff he plays, right? And
he
it's just like...
Off it.
Yeah,
it's the best thing about like being interested in something when it's like, you know, when you're interested in learning about something and you're passionate about the thing you're learning about, it's like fuel.
It's fuel. And so it's just great to like sit around, and he just plays me shit, you know? Yeah. And it's super fun. And it's kind of funny, though, you know, because, like, I do still have a curiosity for discovering those old records, obviously. But it's not anywhere near as ravenous as it once was.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's pretty rare that, like, an old record will grab me, like, to the point that, like, it's like, I'm like, I get it, and I, like, absorb every song on the record. Like I used to, just like a sponge, you know. And I sort of tell him that last night because, like, he's playing me all this stuff, and then I was kind of like, you know, I think he was getting into the wee hours, and I was kind of maybe not as like fired up on all of it as he wanted me to be. And I was like, buddy, you know, I'm 40 years old.
Yeah,
I'm like, sometimes I just want to kick back and throw on a little fucking fog hat. You know, at this point in my life, Doobie Brothers, whatever, you know.
Oh, it's kind of getting more into like the yacht, like, yeah, like Brett.
Well, and just stuff I know, like, I'm like, okay, it's 12:30, throw on a little Dan Fogelberg and let me just kick back, you know?
Yeah, it's, you're like, yeah, I get it. Like,
you know,
like,
what I mean? Just after a while.
It's just like you want to be, you're just like, give me someone I'm familiar with.
A little bit, after a while. I'm like, I told him, I'm like, just mix in a couple. Like, as you're going here, just mix in a few that I know. You know what I mean? Just,
you don't, you're kind of not really in a place where you want to react.
Yeah, kind of. So, you know, I'm like, it's my, you know what? It's Friday night. I'm off work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm kind of like, throw on, give me, so then, you know, he threw on a little Todd Rundgren, you know, I'm like, okay.
Which record, though? The Wizard one?
Something, anything, side four.
Yeah,
side four.
The easiest stuff.
Yeah. You know, You Left Me Sore or something like that. And I was like, okay, now we're talking. And then we threw on a little Honky Tonk Heroes, cracked a couple beers. It started loosening up a bit, but, you know, then it starts loosening up.
You're getting keyed up again.
Exactly. See, that's the problem. Then you're like, fuck yeah, pass me another.
Stones.
Pass me another beer. You know what I mean? Whereas I was ready, I'm like, yeah, that's how it goes.
And then you start forgetting that you have a family. And the next thing you know, you're in Victoria at Herman's.
Yeah, precisely. Well, no, actually, the next thing I knew, I was in the house with my nephew watching the new Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal.
I watched about 5 minutes of it and then just put, it wasn't.
What a real piece of work that is, eh?
I got about 5 minutes in and it was just a little bit too, I suppose, you know, it's, and listen, you might have watched it, so I don't know. And
I watched about half hour.
I'm going to say, like, you know, as much as obviously diversity and kind of like inclusivity has benefited the universe overwhelmingly and mm-hmm. it's a positive force. It has kind of, when blended with the need to remake bullshit movies that were already bullshit, like it doesn't really, those two things don't mesh very well together. And it just didn't make any sense what was going on to me. That he was in like some kind of like really violent but not violent world of like in the Florida Keys, and like all the fights were goofy or something.
Yeah. I mean, I think you made a lot of strong points there, James, but one I must contest is that the original Roadhouse was bullshit. I mean, yeah. That's a classic.
No, I didn't
buddy.
Say that. I oh, said, okay. You're making, okay. But it ultimately is like a bullshit movie. Like it's like an 80s
for
bullshit
sure.
movie.
It's goofy.
Like,
yeah, it's goofy.
It's goofy.
Yeah.
And it's like the point in it is that it, the reason we like it probably so much now is because it's like gone like right through the rabbit hole, and it's like
it's so bad like it's good because,
yeah exactly yeah. Yeah, like yeah, it's yeah. there's a slight irony to enjoying movies like that, or like American Gigolo or something, or
yeah,
Cocktail
or Commando
yeah. We know that these movies
Cocktail,
will never get
made
again.
Cocktail's
never
a good
again.
Example yeah. Cocktail's a really bad movie that is enjoyable.
Yeah,
Criterion right now has a thing on that is like raspberries, like bad movies that are now cult classics. And it's like, there's one called Ishtar with Warren Beatty and Dustin Hoffman where they're songwriters. Have you seen this?
No.
You'd love it. It's very much up your alley, dude.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah.
Welcome to Impossible Way of Life, your bi-weekly rock and roll podcast. More and more becoming a Beatles podcast and just kind of becoming more of a kind of like dark world Howard Stern.
Yeah, kind of.
Or like a light Howard Stern, really.
It's
Isn't
funny.
It crazy? What's he doing? How's who listens? Like, what's going on? You get Billy Joel on
loyalty.
Your podcast?
Loyalty. He's the top. I guess he's the top dog in his respective field.
Yeah.
Which is I don't know what the interviewing.
Do you know
people.
Anyone who listens?
No.
It's. I guess it's on Sirius of people driving in a car.
Yeah.
I guess
so.
You have to own a car to listen.
Yeah, and I mean it's probably people that he had in the 90s listening, right? Like they're probably it's like the 50 to 80 year old crowd or whatever.
Shock jock. Remember when shock jocks were a thing?
Yeah. But I actually it's funny cuz I don't actually find him to be like that engaging an interviewer. I think some of the questions are a bit weird. And I only know about this cuz I'm inundated often with reels of him interviewing people. Yeah. And I kind of find the questions a bit strange.
Well,
sometimes.
He's Charlie Rose in it a lot of the time, isn't he? He's throwing up like you know, so, like,
yeah.
What did he like? Just lobbing balls at them, you know?
Yeah, that's it. That's kind of it, I guess.
So tell
me
what it felt like to play Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
And he gives them a lot of wow.
Always
wow.
A wow.
Yeah.
So okay, interesting, Billy. Like, so how do you treat the piano? Oh, as a percussive instrument. Wow, incredible. You couldn't possibly show us how that works, could you?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, that's kind of it. So okay, well that's nice. I love it when you hang out with Spencer. Like, you know.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy.
I love hanging out with Spencer.
I mean, he's one of the top hangability people in my life, and not just because he's family. You know, he's a good hang. The kid.
So
makes a mean drink. Like he can mix a cocktail like a motherfucker too.
I've been there.
Yeah.
So you did that. That was your Friday. I guess it's like school's out for summer. It's a long weekend.
Yeah.
So that was how it started and ended for you. And then I guess like did you do? We'll go through it for people who don't know your system because you have a system.
Please.
Dealing with hangovers.
Yeah. Please.
So did you save the shower?
Oh, you better believe it. I just had it and
you
it felt great.
I just had it.
Yeah. I actually did the, like a kind of a weird, but it was a good, like a holiday weekend country kind of day. Like I got up, like you always say, when people give me good advice in life, I always remember it. If it's like to do with like routine, you know, hygiene, things like that, I always remember. And you always used to say when I'd be hungover in Vancouver, you used to text me and say, get some salt in you. You always say that. You used to always say, you have a bowl of miso soup or something.
Yeah.
So I started, from you, like oftentimes, like I've been hungover with you at your place and you'll just right away, couple boiled eggs and toast. just on a plate. You've done that, you know what I mean? And salt them up. So I did that, nice coffee, and then just kind of relaxed for a little bit because Alex and the babe were on a walk. Nice. And then we have a big pile outside of stuff that needed to be burned. We have a burn pile because I'm like a country guy now.
Yeah, you live in the country, yeah.
And so Alex, we just found out that as of April 1st, there's no burning around here. So well, you could I had
be
to
an
get
April
out.
Fool's joke. Could be a joke.
So I had to get out there and kind of take care of some business. Shit. And it's dense, wet, damp pile. So it requires. So I was out there for about 4 hours.